Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Kurt's running around, actually driving around through Arizona. And maybe we need to talk to Verizon and see if they can go ahead and get better connectivity down there through Kingman and et cetera, Arizona. Verizon, will you get on that for us, please? That would be really helpful. So that's happening. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. This is indeed the broadcast for February the 18th in the year of our Lord, 2016, hour 2 of 2. We use the blueprint for liberty, the Constitution for the United States of America, and the checks and balances to restore the republic, the promotion of God, family, and country, and the protection of life, liberty, and property always at the top of our minds. We certainly support our founding fathers, ladies and gentlemen. Just to make that very clear, we support our founding fathers. Welcome, Kurt.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. A 30-second, really quick recap of last hour. We talked about this story, Hookers for Hillary. They're announcing the benefits they'll be offering to Clinton supporters. I don't know if that's, everybody or what, but there you go. This is the first time Cruz has pulled above Trump in an NBC Wall Street Journal poll since they have both been in the race. Propaganda, in my humble opinion. Ranch owner clarifies how he found Scalia's body. Now, mind you, this was no average rancher. This guy's a tapped-in elitist as well. Obama plans Cuba visit as soon as March. The only sitting U.S. president to visit Cuba was Calvin Coolidge back in 1928. That's according to the Calvin Coolidge Presidential Foundation. Just imagine having a presidential foundation, Kurt, almost 100 years later. Wow, what?
Oh, yeah.
It's just a money-making racket, or is it just a nonprofit? What's the deal with that? Just wondering.
Well, they usually get some big endowment, and they just continue on with the big cash and just continue to keep it alive, if you will.
Good point. They probably have some kind of a government stipend, too, don't they?
Well, I mean, what would America be without spending money on all these different things like that? I mean, we'd probably be out of debt.
Whoa, just imagine being out of debt. Not in this society, not with fake money. It's impossible to be out of debt with fake money, Kurt. Only asset-based constitutional just weights and measures.
Yeah.
Can you have real out-of-debt freedom, if you will? All right. I guess there's bee thieves in the news, ladies and gentlemen. They're calling it a buzz killjoy for almond growers. Yeah. Nothing's more important than a robust almond harvest than a bee. So much so that almond farmers pay top dollar to beekeepers to have the critters around for a season. That's the normal story, Kurt, but things are a-changing, aren't they?
Well, yeah, and I talked to a beekeeper the other day that just brought us another batch of good raw honey, and, you know, I asked him about that story, and he said, well, you know, certainly, that's what's going on right now in California with the almond harvest or the almond growing season or whatever. The beekeepers got to move in there to help get all that pollinating done. And according to the story, there's a lot of, I guess you could say, upstarts that are thinking, hey, if I just grab a few of these, I don't know, 100 or so hives here, I can start my own operation. But you know, it's just an interesting thing to see. It does kind of tell you that there's a lot of beekeepers doing the almonds that they're not telling you about the bees dying and all that kind of stuff, although they do mention it a little bit in the story, because that's what's going to get you worried, ladies and gentlemen. But the good beekeepers I know of, they put those bees in places where they'll be safe and they'll produce some good honey for them.
Now, I find this fascinating because they're calling them bee rustlers now, too, Kurt.
Yeah, like cattle rustlers in the days of old. So now, what are you going to grow for me, son? Be a bee rustler. You know, but anyway, I don't know if they're going to hang them, those bee rustlers, like they used to hang cattle rustlers.
Well, I'm not really for hanging anybody. I'd rather have oh, this innocent until proven guilty idea. And I'd rather have what this thing called due process, and I'd rather kind of follow the law on this thing, Kurt, personally.
What kind of crazy idea is that, man? Don't you know we live in a new America?
We need that communications encrypted, because, man, just imagine if somebody found out what I was saying.
Yeah.
Now, I also would like to add to that, for anybody listening, due process would be, I don't know, kind of top billing in my mind in terms of something we need to focus on, pay attention to, and have respect for.
Wow.
Due process, yeah.
Yeah, I can see why they worry about a guy like you on the radio.
Now, what do you think about those bees being stolen, though? It seems to me that it shouldn't be too hard to find a way to track those bees or to do something to prevent that theft.
Well, that's going to come back, Sam, but you got to have little bee chips in every little bee because, you know, I mean, just like our buddy Rob called in the other day and told us about in the state of Utah where they're trying to establish, so like, say you're a big beekeeper and you usually put your bees in a certain place and the other beekeepers can't get too close to you. You know, it's your area. We're going to have the bee police guys going to check on whose bees are where. And so that's where you're going to have, you know, like with cattle, you have grants. You know, and you have margins on things. So we're going to have that on bees, don't you think?
All right. Very strange stuff. It seems to me that going in and stealing a bunch of beehives, taking them somewhere and then trying to sell them on, I don't know if you call it the black market or what you call the thing. I mean, I don't want to get racist or anything. But all I'm saying is it seems like to really go in, steal those, then get them and find them and put them on the market and get your... It just seems to me that it would be pretty easy to stop that kind of trade. And it'd be pretty easy if you're a beekeeper to find ways to kind of monitor that or be tipped off. There just seems to be there's got to be a better way. Now, if they could just teach those bees to fly home like kind of like a homing pigeon or something like that, Kurt, then we probably ought to just replace this with robot bees instead. The robots could know not to be stolen. You know, they could just kind of fly to safety or something like that. Anyway, I find it very strange that it's become such a big issue. They've even got the sheriffs involved, don't they, Kurt? All right, I think we lost Kurt. We'll try to get him back on the next break here. But I find the whole thing interesting. Now we've got serious problems with bee thieves. And it's amazing how, you know, when copper costs started kind of going through the roof, we had all kinds of copper thieves, right? The copper thieves were going to go ahead and steal all the copper from radio stations or wherever they could find copper. Now you got bee hives being stolen, and you kind of wonder, is this booming economy we're talking about driving that criminal element? Or is it that the economy is so good that they can get a premium? What's the reason, you think, folks? I think it's just like, oh, man, everything is so awesome economically speaking, but people are driven to steal. Now, what does it take to really steal these beehives? Can you just kind of waltz in and move those things around at your will? Or do you have to get a beekeeper suit on or whatever and make sure that you're, you know, protected and you got your gear together? And it's amazing what lengths people will go to turn a buck in this dishonest money society that we live in, where the buck, the almighty dollar, seems to be more important than just about anything, sad to say. In this naked capitalist-style world we find ourselves in, it seems like there's no end to the criminal activity, to the hostile behavior towards your neighbor. And this kind of goes back to this self-government concept that we speak of often. You know, people that obey the Ten Commandments, if we would chain the government down with the Bill of Rights, man, those 20 guidelines, 10 commandments to govern the people and to have the people be obedient to those 10 ideas in an effort to be self-governed and respect your neighbor and live peacefully in society. And then you have these 10 amendments or Bill of Rights to chain down government so they don't interfere. You've got a pretty simple blueprint for solutions, folks. You really do. And when you add to that the checks and balances of the unique system we call the United States of America, where you've got dual sovereignties, a check and balance between the states and the federal government, you've got the three branches of government separating. Judicial, legislative, and executive powers. You put all those checks and balances in place, chain down the government with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, empower the people with guidelines that are very simple and easy to follow, called the Ten Commandments. You create a society that's never been duplicated, that was the envy of the world. Now we throw all that aside and look where we are. Just saying. All right, back in seconds. I want to talk about Obamacare a little bit. Got sad news for Barry. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live, Sam and Kurt on your radio. You want to chime in, 866-986-NEWS.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, before I get to the Obama health care news, listener TZ emailed in, and listener TZ said the state of Washington passed a law making all bathrooms gender neutral. Quote, use whichever makes you feel more comfortable is the idea. And in Seattle, a man used a woman's changing room at a public pool. Of course, someone objected, but the man just simply cited the law. What do you say to that, Kurt? All right, I guess we lost Kurt again. All right, anyway, very interesting story, TZ. Thanks for bringing it to my attention. This is the problem that we face in America. There are no good answers when the people are immoral. Now, let me give you an example. TZ, it asked me, so when the wicked people rage, the righteous people suffer? This is a perfect example of the point. You got the government backing evil. I mean, you got prostitutes backed by your government legal in Nevada, right? And now they're offering sex benefits to supporters of Hillary Clinton. Okay? And now you look at all that, and then you say, okay, now the government backs this bathroom idea, passing a law making all bathrooms, quote, gender neutral. Now when this man goes into the woman's changing room or whatever, and women are kind of freaking out and going, whoa, he's just saying, hey, the government said so. All right? The government said so. The man noted the law. And so all these poor women and girls, youth, I'm sure, in this changing room, are all suffering because of the wickedness of this man and the wickedness of the government for backing this psychotic idea in the first place. And in my opinion, aiming straight at the heart of the family. Because if you take gender out and say gender is just a, what do they call that, a conscript or whatever? Gender is just this kind of made up idea or a label. It doesn't really mean anything. Then you take away the very heart of male and female created he, meaning God, them, meaning us. Right? You create this serious, what do you call it? Moral hazard? Usually moral hazards used when it comes to economics and financial situations. But in this case, I'm talking about a real moral hazard. A hazard to the family. A hazard to children. A hazard to safety. TZ brings up a very valuable story to illustrate the hostility shown to the family. This man's psychotic, belief that he's, transgender? Gender's just an assignment of the mind? Then you get into this idea where his, quote, viewpoint as the individual trumps reality, for one thing, defies the laws of God, and furthermore puts the many in jeopardy of the one. The many, the righteous, the good, the honorable, the complainers, those who show concern, those who object, they are all served on the altar of this one. And that's what I mean when I say the righteous suffer when the wicked rage, and especially when government participates in that wickedness. This is what we get. All women and girls are in danger in this restroom as a result. Now, it gets kind of strange because I've supported in the past what are called family restrooms. In other words, they're neither male nor female. They usually have oftentimes a regular toilet, and then a urinal in them. They're small enough where you can go in by yourself, male or female. You can close the door and you're alone. Or if you want, like a sibling might bring in their little brother or little sister with them, or a dad or a mom might bring in their child with them or something like that. Or two brothers might go in, or, you know, even a husband and wife might go in or whatever together really quick and, you know, whatever. And it's a family restroom. I'm supportive of those. And I guess what's fascinating to me is one way to solve it is to have family restrooms. And the other way is to force this gender agenda. I don't know if I should say this lack of gender agenda. Is that how it ought to be said? Just kind of wondering. This agenda on the rest of us. That's kind of the question, the issue, the discussion point, right? And you can't really, in my humble opinion, have it both ways. One supports the family and really accomplishes the same thing if your goal is to be able to go to the restroom. But if your goal is to promote an agenda, it'll never work. And that's where I submit that we are, is they want to use this to push their agenda. And their agenda is basically this idea that there is no gender. Gender is not a reality. but gender is assigned by your mind. It's nothing but a social construct. It's not a real designator of reality, but rather a social construct, just kind of an opinion. It just exists in your mind. And that's kind of the problem that we face. Kurt, are you back with us? All right, I thought I had Kurt back. Are you there, Kurt? All right, we'll try to get him back later. All I'm telling you is that's the debate here. And we could easily solve this problem if we used family restrooms and just said, hey, we'll have smaller restrooms. We'll have more of them. We will make it to where anybody can use them, and whatever group wants to go in there can go in there. Or we can make these bathrooms where you have male and female in large restrooms, but then you force people's agenda on others. And it's all about force here. Remember, a man used the woman's changing room at a public pool. Someone didn't like it, but you know what? He just cited the law. By force, we've now passed a law to where, like it or not, you're part of that agenda. See, that's the problem. That's the fly in the ointment. And I don't know what's next in America. Next, will the pedophiles get their day? Or next, what will happen? How can you pervert the laws of God more? And I submit to you that there's several parallel debauchery-type behaviors that will be forced on the rest of us in society. Let me give you an example. Men and women are so alienated from one another because of societal indoctrination, because of all kinds of reasons, that now we can't have normal relationships. If you're a man, the problem with a woman is she has her own mind. You know what I'm talking about? And you can't have women with their own minds. Right? Because that, first off, a woman can talk back. Men don't like that. Women don't really like men. First off, they're not useful. Now, I don't believe this for 1 second, ladies and gentlemen. This is the indoctrination I'm talking about. But the next headline says sex robots could be biggest trend of 2016. As more lonely humans, yeah, they say by 2050, human-robot sex will be more common than normal relationships. This is beyond comprehension. They call them true companions. I would submit to you they're false companions. Anyway, we'll talk about this. This is a big trend, a big fiasco. Liberty Roundtable live on your favorite talk station. You want to chime in? 866-986-6397.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We fought. We learned. We struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
This is not a joke, ladies and gentlemen. They're calling it sex tech. I know, high tech, whatever tech. Now it's called sex tech. And the headlines say that sex robots could be biggest trend of 2016. More lonely humans seek what they call companion mechanical style. I kid you not. Seek mechanical companions is the idea. And they say robots are in our homes and in our beds. And they go on and talk about, there's articles from all the mainstream press. They're pitching this like big time. In my opinion, it's the next low in society. Nevertheless, by 2050, a report claims, human-on-robot sex will be more common than human-on-human sex, says this report. Now, this is difficult for a guy like me even to comprehend. Okay? But that's what's going on. That's what's happening today. That's what our world has come to. That's what we're embracing. It is beyond imagination. I don't even know how to go into this, but they've got these now, quote, robot dolls. I don't even know how to, like, explain this. But they become more and more and more real every, quote, sex tech generation. You know? And they're calling these sex mechanical partner slash mates slash whatever, very strange names like Roxy, and they say that you can get a sex robot and you can get the characteristics you like. Like if you kind of like fat, then you can get fat. If you kind of like the Barbie style, you can get that. You can kind of pick the style that you like. You can also download a personality into this thing. And the personality can be either like, you know, super shy or whatever you kind of like, talkative, have certain interests. I mean, it's problematic, to say the least. It's strange, but that's what we're going towards. The longer we persist in our sinning ways, the more hardened in sin our society becomes. Now, let me give you an example. When we talk about the wicked rage and the righteous suffer, this is exactly the case. So now what you got is you got all kinds of wicked men that say, why would I put up with a girl that spends money? Why would I put up with a girl that talks back? Why would I put up with a girl that would say no if she's not, I don't even know how to talk about this, in the mood, feeling it, whatever you want to say, when the doll is ready to go, so to speak? This is the problem in our society, is we become so selfish rather than selfless that we've denied the very essence of love and become lovers of our own selves. The Bible speaks of it. We become hardened in sin and iniquity. We become over the top in our own pursuits. It used to be to where you'd say, listen, I'm going to marry someone who I love. To define love, it would be to care for one more than oneself. And I'm gonna serve that person. I'm going to love that person. I'm going to care for that person. The wedding vows, you know, talk about it as sickness and health and for good or better, for worse, for rich or for poor, for, you know, in other words, hey, you're going to commit yourself in a selfless act of kindness and love and respect and to this person. That is no longer the case in our society. For, in my opinion, the wicked element. Now, it's still true for a lot of good people on the earth. Don't misunderstand me. But you've got these competing forces. And the mainstream press in our society, and sadly our government, continuing to push themselves further and further on the rest of us. And since there's more men that are, pursuing their own interests might be the best way to describe it, than women. I'm not saying women are perfect. Don't misunderstand me. But you get this scenario where more men, then the women suffer because there's no good man to marry. The men are off pursuing their dolls. And the women are left with what? Okay, by 2050, human-on-robot sex will be more common than human-on-human, says new report. Now, I don't know if this is true. I personally doubt it will be true. But I know this, they will continue to make that almost the preferred way to be. Because look, there will be no children unless they get even more perverted and find a way to make a mechanical human mix mocking the Savior who was deity from God and mortal from Mary and unique among all mankind, a perfect Son of God. They will mock that and create a human tech, if you will. Satan always counterfeits. Satan always mocks. Satan always perverts and manipulates. Okay, I don't know what's going to happen with this sex tech thing, but I know they're going to push hard in it. You're going to find out your government's funding it. You're going to find out that these large foundations are funding it, like Bill Gates Foundation and others, because they're going to say, look, you don't get sexually transmitted diseases. You don't have unwanted babies that can ruin the planet and overpopulate the planet. You get all the pleasure that you want. And the better we get at this, quote, sex tech stuff, the more it'll be tailored to your every whim. You want the doll to shut up and go away? She'll just shut up and go back to her little homing station and plug right in and be charged for when you're ready to go again. If you want her to interact with you, she will. Pretty soon they'll make men versions for the women too, because of course the women can't be left behind. And then pretty soon women will blatantly say, I need a donor to make a baby, but I'd prefer to live with my robot. Thank you very much. Not only does my robot do all these things, do the dishes and work for me, but my robot never gets tired. When I get home from whatever my pursuits are, I got at my beck and call my mechanical companion. Relationships will be completely out the window. and other humans will be really compared to robots in terms of, hey, where are we going to go? Where are we going to go with that, right? That's the problem with all this.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the radio. Welcome.
Hello, Sam. This is Glenn from Philadelphia.
Hi, Glenn. I think this is a horrible trend towards perversion and wickedness. What do you say?
Yeah, exactly. Touchy subject, eh?
It's a touchy subject, and hopefully I'm delivering the news that needs to be discussed and needs to be brought to people's attention, and I hope to do it in a non-salacious way, in a way that really kind of appropriately sets it in the minds of the American people of, you know what, this is not a good road to go down.
Well, no. First of all, you mentioned the prediction they made about 2050. I think by 2050, Sam, I think we're going to be in the millennium. I'm not sure what Mormon doctrine is, but I am a Christian millennialist. You know, I expect, you know, Lord's return. I think we're going to be well into the millennium by 2050.
Well, Mormons believe in the millennium as well. I don't know that we have a timing on this, though, is kind of the question.
I'm just saying that's just me personally.
Anyway, understood. Sure.
I don't want to veer off on a tangent.
Understand. I'm just saying we believe in the same thing in general.
Yeah. But the selfishness aspect, when you look at like this concept of original sin, you know, what was man first tempted with? Ye shall be as gods. You know, Romans chapter 1, we're, you know, honoring the creation or the creature more than the creator. Selfishness is sort of the essence of sin, you know, at the center of it, the blasphemous, idolatrous deification of the self. And you know, this is a great, the degeneration of relationships. You know, God made us as creatures to relate to him and to one another. And it really is like the selfishness of this is the epitome of all. The great challenge, you know, of relating is to care for each other and think of the other and you know, that the life is enhanced by consideration of others, you know, and interacting. Not to the exclusion of self, not to the martyrdom of self, and not to self-deprivation or self-denial, but it's the self and the other, you know, and it's just this amazing how this just caters. This is a plan to use selfishness to destroy relationships. You can tell it's rooted in hatred of God, hatred of God's creation, and even hatred of self.
Hold on, I got a hard break, but I want you to stay there, Glenn, so you can finish, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, sir.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind. He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So Glenn Philly's on the radio. We're talking about a very sensitive subject, I agree. They're pushing for what's called sex tech. It's a whole new, I don't know what you call it, a whole new discipline. Is my whatever that means. You're going to have people training for sex tech work in terms of building sex tech, Glenn.
Yes, man, but it's also a wealthy person's game, actually, because they have these some of these latex, the ones that aren't even robots. They have these very lively things called, live-looking things called Dutch wives. And these are thousands, these are very expensive. These are for people with a lot of discretionary income to spend on this type of thing.
Right this minute they are, but that will change, sir.
Yeah, they could commoditize it all and push it out there. But they obviously,
they can also have the government subsidize them. I mean, after all, if you're lonely, sir, I mean, it's only your right to have a modern TV and a welfare check and your mechanical lover and everything else, right?
Yeah, so people like me can go out there. But it's that not only will the people who are on the dole have better cable, they always have money for beer, for tobacco products, for a better cable plan than I have. And now they eventually can get this too. But the obvious goal here is to destroy souls, destroy relationships, destroy societies, cultures, nations.
Yes, sir, I concur.
There's chaos, and then after the chaos is sufficiently great, then they'll bring out their new tyranny, their new order. So this all goes into the same destroy, destroy, destroy to bring about chaos and then use it to bring about new tyranny. You know, so we know this is where it's all going, but it's not, you start, inculcating selfishness and eventually, souls and relationships and cultures are destroyed.
Sadly, I concur. A quick updated story I want to switch gears on you about and get your take before I let you fly, Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
And that is this story here. It says this. CIA confirms that ISIS has chemical weapons and has used them. Sounds like, to me, a way to ratchet up the go-to-war mentality, sir.
Oh, yeah. I think one good way to stop this would be to stop supplying this stuff to ISIS.
Oh, good idea, sir.
That would help. And the whole ISIS thing, one thing that I find disturbing is this notion that the U.S. has declared for itself the right to pursue ISIS anywhere it wants in the world. Well, this totally flaunts the flouts the idea of national boundaries and sovereignty. Like right now, the U.S. is in Syria without being at the invitation of the recognized government. Russia's there, by invitation of the recognized government. We're just going to go wherever we want to pursue ISIS. Oh, isn't that interesting? So the organization that we've created, we've funded, we've supplied, we're using as the sort of the largest false flag entity going right now. Then we use this as an excuse to totally not acknowledge anyone's national sovereignty and go anywhere we want to be the imperial enforcer fighting ISIS, which we never seem to fight very effectively, and we get very testy when the Russians do fight them effectively.
That's a good point.
Syria.
But it's been well documented. We built ISIS, and so now if they have these weapons and they've used them, who's to blame?
Well, there's the chemical weapons aspect. What's a lot more scary is the bioweapons. I think we're seeing this Zika virus could be a trial balloon for bioweapons. You know, I'm sure they're studying how it's spreading and who it's affecting and how and that sort of thing. So, bioweapons, you've been hearing for years how some of these bioscientists, from Iran and other places and Russia, or how these bioscientists from Russia and stuff have gone to countries like Iran and stuff. It's not long before these outfits get hold of biological agents. And that's a lot. The potential there is a lot worse.
If they don't already have them, sir.
What's that?
If they don't already have them.
Oh, yes, exactly. Because chemical weapons are relatively localized in their effect, or they can be remediated, but the bioweapons, those get carried abroad and spread wildly, so.
All right. Hey, thanks for your time, Glenn.
Take care, Sam.
All right, there he goes. I just want to get his take on this. This is a crazy story. Listener TZ emails in about this guy going into the women's restrooms and says, the man, as far as anyone can tell, is not transgender. He's just illustrating the absurdity by being absurd. I'm not sure how much he's being evil or showing evil. Remember several months ago we talked about this, and I mentioned that if men would go into women's restrooms, it would basically stop this instantly. The fastest way to stop it would be for men to use women's restrooms. I agree with TZ in that he's got a wise perspective. I'm just saying, I don't know what the man is. I don't know what his agenda is. I don't know if he's really just a pervert and wanting to go into the women's restrooms. I don't know if he's like TZ and trying to demonstrate the absurd by being absurd and making a point in hopes that we'll come to our senses. I don't know if this man really thinks he's a woman. I have no idea. I don't know the guy. I just know this, though. The government's backed into an immoral law, continuing to push sex and perversion. And I know that now we have happening what we feared would happen. And I guess the question that I have for everybody as we kind of leave this hour is, what's better, sex tech? Sex robots could be biggest trend. By 2015, human robots will be more people's companions than people will be. Or the CIA confirming that ISIS has chemical weapons and has used them. Or hookers for Hillary announce the benefits they'll offer for Hillary supporters. Or Obamacare enrollment. Enrollment for Obamacare falls short of expectations, says USA Today. By Jane O'Donnell, the number of supporters or those who have signed up for Obama health insurance in 2016, based on the state and federal exchanges, is up to 40% lower than government and private estimates. Now, they then say this, I find this fascinating, which is evidence that the plans are too expensive and that people would rather pay a penalty rather than sign up. Now, both supporters and critics agree that the law have proved too expensive for people who live what they call below the poverty limit. Now, that's interesting. You got to kind of wonder what the poverty limit is, right? What is the poverty limit, huh? Right? Well, believe it or not, critics of the law agree that plans are too expensive for many people. They say who make more than 400% of the federal poverty limit. In other words, if you make $97,000 for a family of four, then you're 400 times or whatever, 400% more money, then it makes you ineligible for subsidies and tax credits to help pay for your insurance. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services reported last month that just 3% of those who buy plans on the federal and state exchanges earn more than this amount. So the CBO, that's the Congressional Budget Office, said a lot more employers are going to be dropping health insurance and leaving it to government to take care of it. Critics say signups were slower than expected. Why? Well, because having insurance may not be as important to people as the Barack administration thought it would be. Now, I submit this is all completely bogus. It isn't that people don't think insurance is important or people don't want insurance or people don't want health care solutions. They do. It isn't that people are against it or hostile. Most people are okay with it. Not that I agree with that. I'm against it, but I'm saying most people are fine with it. Here's the only factor. But again, these elitists in the Obama administration are so divorced from the American people's problems, they can't even figure this out. Okay? But here's the bottom line. It doesn't matter how bad you want insurance. It doesn't matter whether you're for or against it. It doesn't matter whether you qualify or not. The bottom line is, do you have enough money to pay for it or not? With or without the subsidies. Excuse me, people. I've been super sick for the last month or so. And I've had to get antibiotics to get well. And I've been able to stay on the radio and do the show even when I'm not doing well. I apologize for this, but I'm getting better. Hopefully we'll get your prayers and I'll get better faster. Anyway, what I'm saying, though, is people just don't have the money. I mean, the old saying, how do you squeeze blood out of a turnip, comes to mind. If I don't have the money to pay, I might as well not have it because I can't pay for it. And if I can't pay for it, they turn it off. That's problem one. Problem two, for a lot of us self-employed people, the government can reassess or reevaluate your situation and sick the IRS after you and come after you for a supposed inequity. In other words, you owe the government money and the IRS is going to come after you for it. Nobody's comfortable with the way the program works. So it doesn't matter if you want insurance or not or if you feel the need for insurance or not. You don't have the money. You can't squeeze blood out of a turnip. But these elitists have never had that problem, so they can't even comprehend that discussion. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. This is LibertyRoundtable.com, teaming up with RepublicBroadcasting.org. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. This nation shall endure.